arisen, glorious word. Following the opening hymn, Pastor Samuel Morshing will lead the congregation in worship. The sermon theme is Living as Servants of God. The sermon text is 1 Peter 2, 11 through 20. We take you now to the sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2, Y-O-U, dot pctcnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 32 degrees.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in blue.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls now invite you to join them in their regular Sunday morning service of worship, now in their 72nd year of broadcasting. Peace Lutheran Church offers these services in order to bring the comfort and instruction of God's holy word to the sick, the shut-in, and the traveler. Today, using Divine Service, Setting 3, page 184, hymns are taken from the Lutheran Service Book, number 478, The Day of Resurrection, number 857, Lord, Help Us Walk Your Servant Way, number 630, Now My Tongue, The Mystery Telling, number 646, Church of God, Elect and Glorious, and number 488, He is Arisen, Glorious Word. Following the opening hymn, Pastor Samuel Morshing will lead the congregation in worship. The sermon theme is Living as Servants of God. The sermon text is 1 Peter 2, 11 through 20. We take you now to the sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church.
Yeah. the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please join me in responsively speaking the introit. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Alleluia!
Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Alleluia!
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds!
So great is your power that your enemies come preaching to you.
Come and see what God has done.
He is awesome in his deeds for the children of man.
Bless our God, O peoples.
Let the sound of his praise be heard.
Who has kept our soul among the living?
And has not left our feet wet. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Alleluia! Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth, so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession and follow all such things as are pleasing to you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. Please read with me from Psalm 147, beginning with the first verse.
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and song of praise to sing. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens that cry. His light is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of the man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love.
This morning's epistle comes from 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 11 through 20. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Invite the congregation to stand as you're able as we continue with the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, "A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us, a little while and you will because I am going to the Father?" So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again, a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
I invite you to speak with me the Nicene Creed as we confess our shared Christian faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present are invited to come forward for our children's message.
Pastor, grab the wireless. Your mic isn't working.
Good morning, boys and girls. I am glad that you are here, and we continue to celebrate. What is it that we're celebrating when we say Alleluia? Christ is? He's risen. Yeah, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. We are so thankful that Jesus has risen from the dead. Our gospel lesson, Jesus is talking to the disciples and he tells them for a little bit he's going to go away where they're not going to see him. Do you know when he went away, when the disciples didn't see him for a little bit? When do you think that was? What do you think?
When he was in the tomb.
Yeah, when he died, right? When he was taken down from the cross, they didn't see him anymore. He was buried in the tomb. He wasn't the master who would speak to them and preach, but rather he was dead, right? And were they sad about that? They were, yes. But then he says, and then in a little while, you will see me. When did they see Jesus after they didn't see him? When was it that they saw him again? Was it Easter morning? Yeah, Easter morning when he had risen from the tomb. They saw him again. He made his appearance. He came to the disciples. And when they saw him, what were they filled with?
Joy.
They were filled with joy. They were filled with happiness, right? Here was Jesus. They had been so sad, but now he's alive. And we in the church, we celebrate that. And that fills us with joy too, right? Because yes, Jesus, he is alive. And because he is alive, you too have victory, even over death. And so we celebrate what God has given to us. And so, do we see Jesus the way the disciples did? We don't see him exactly the same way, but do we have his promise that he's coming back? Yeah, and will we see him when he returns? We will see him when he returns, and our hearts will overflow with joy, because when he returns, and there will be no more sin, there will be no more death, for he will give to all victory for eternity, forever. And so that's why we continue to celebrate, and we say our Easter Alleluias, because yes, Jesus is risen from the dead, and that victory, it's not just his, but it's all of ours. So let's pray and thank God for our victory. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you appeared to your disciples. Thank you that you appeared to your disciples, and you will appear to us on the last day. And you will appear to us on the last day. Continue to help our hearts be filled with joy. Continue to help our hearts be filled with joy. And let us spread this good news to others. And let us spread this good news to others. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our congregation is going to continue by singing hymn 857 as you head back to the seats with some treats, boys and girls. peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from 1 Peter chapter 2. Some of you may be familiar with the television series and the movies Downton Abbey. Are there any of you familiar with that? Set in the earlier part of the 20th century, depicts the noble house and its staff in England. And I say it depicts the noble house and then the staff because, yes, there's a division in this house. Not like some other homes where we see the staff right along there with the household members. Rather, there is a divide. And there is also an interesting thought, an interesting way that you would say the staff conduct themselves. You might get the impression while watching the series that for the staff members, your personal affairs should not interfere with the service that you have to your lord or lady of the house. Your conduct should be of good nature, not only reflecting upon you, but also upon the one that you are in service to. And so sometimes throughout the series, you see that personal life matters, they creep up for the household staff, and how are they going to navigate these issues so that they do not reflect poorly upon those that they are serving? These are some questions and even a good lesson that we Christians can take from this television show. For if this is how earthly servants should view and handle their life and affairs with earthly masters, as servants of the eternal King of Kings and Lord of Lords, ought we not do the same and even more? Our reading from Peter today seems to indicate that is how we should conduct ourselves as servants of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter, in our epistle lesson, isn't talking about how it is that you are earning your salvation, but he's talking about how you and I should be living as those saved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How you and I might see he's talking about us in this manner is simply we can look at verse 11, the first verse from the reading. As Peter says, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul." He calls us sojourners and exiles. How many of you feel that you are in exile right now? No, we don't necessarily view ourselves as exiles. How many of you are just passing through your sojourning? How many of you have residence in the area where you pretty much have established yourself permanently, right? But yet, Peter is talking not in the earthly sense where we're set here. Rather, he's talking about us in the spiritual sense. And why are we sojourners, those that are just passing through? Why are we exiles? Well, we're passing through were exiles because of sin. We're exiles because, well, Adam and Eve, they were cast out of the garden. They were cast from the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in that Garden of Eden. And so it is for every generation after them. And we pass through this life in this earth looking for the promised kingdom that God has spoken of, his kingdom that will be without sin, his kingdom that will be without death, his kingdom that he is ushered in through his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And for those that are part of that kingdom, well, we're just passing through this kingdom, the valley of the shadow of death. We're looking to exit this life, pass through it, to get to the better life that God has promised. And how is it that you and I are certain that we are of the kingdom of God that Jesus spoke of? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We are part of that kingdom through our baptism in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're part of that kingdom as the Holy Spirit has entered into our lives in our baptism, giving to us faith to believe the good news that Jesus is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And we believe and we look to follow him. So as those that are part of Christ's kingdom, his kingdom that is victorious over sin and death, that he won upon the cross, Peter says, well, as you follow him, as you look to pass from this life, this world of sorrows, into the world of peace and joy that he has promised, as you are exiles looking for your true home, there's a certain way that you want to live so that you can bring this good news to others, so that they too might have hope for the world to come. And so he urges all of us to conduct and keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak about you as an evildoer, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. What I do in this world, yes, it does reflect upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How we live, what we say, what we do, it doesn't just reflect upon ourselves when we say we are Christians. It reflects upon Jesus. And so also does the hope that you and I carry in our hearts. The hope that we have in God's words is a hope that we want others to see. To see that hope in how we conduct ourselves when we are faced with trials, when we're faced with persecution. Do we stand up under them? Do we praise God for the blessings that we have, even among the times that we struggle with those things that are evil in our life? Peter says, this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. foolish people, those that believe that, well, the world is what you and I make of it, and this is the only life we're going to live. That's foolishness. For God tells us that there is life in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that will last for all of eternity, not just 80, 90, 100 years. No, life that lasts without end. And you and I are called to live loving God and serving our neighbors. Live as people who are free, but not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Well, Christ has defeated sin, so I can do whatever I want, and Christ will forgive me. No! Well, I can say whatever I want about whoever I want, because I have forgiveness through baptism. No! That's not how you and I are called to live. We are called to live in a way that reflects our Lord and Master. He is a God who is a God of love. He is a God of mercy. He is a God of peace. He is a God who speaks truth. And so you and I are called to be those who love our neighbors, who have mercy upon our neighbors, who speak truth to our neighbors and about our neighbors. That is how you and I live, and live a life so that others would see in us a life that is different than the world that seeks to cut you down if you don't agree with the current day's thoughts. A world that says, do whatever you want. Serve your own passions and pleasures. No, that's not how Peter says that we should live. He says, abstain from the passions of the flesh. Don't give in to the things of this world, but rather see how you can live your life so that you can bring the good news of your Lord and Savior to all the world. Live as a servant of God. Do not live as a servant of yourself. God is, as we know from the commandments and the explanation, the one that we are to fear, love, and trust in above all things. And as we fear him, as we trust in him, we live as those that are free from the law, free from the fear of sin and death, free from the devil. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Paul and even Peter say, honor the emperor. Those that are over you, seek to be a good servant to them so that they see your good works and bring glory to God, your heavenly Father, so that by doing good, you put to silence the ignorance and foolish people of this world. God's peace and blessings be to you as you seek to be a faithful servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, living our lives so that others too know of the forgiveness of their sins, that they are rescued from eternal death, and that they have life forever to look forward to. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. The peace of God which passes all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. all men. At this time, I invite you to stand as we continue and sing the offertory. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to share with others.
Faithfully administering God's grace in his various forms.
At this time, one of those ways that we are able to use the gifts that God has given to us is to pray for this congregation, for our fellow Christians, and for those that are outside the church, that they might come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father of glory, your power is great in heaven, and your deeds of salvation resound in the earth. Bring your enemies to repentance that they may join the praises of the faithful. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, knit your people, young and old, into one church. Enrich our wisdom and strengthen our steps toward your heavenly kingdom, where we will know as you are known and fully receive your saving power. Bless all seminary students receiving calls and assignments this week, especially Paul Mrazinski. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful God, you rested on the seventh day after your work of creation, and your Son fulfilled that day by his rest in the grave. Give us diligence in our daily labors and holy devotion to observe the day of his resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Father in heaven, you promise strength in place of weakness and endurance to those who wait on you. Heal the ills of all your servants, especially Rick, Glenn, Wayne, Leon, and Sue. Bring us past all sorrow to your heavenly glory. Lord, in your mercy, give joy in the midst of sorrow here at the sacrament of the altar. Grant us repentance, a firm faith, and a united confession that we may have honest fellowship in the blessings of Christ's testament. With consciences thus cleared from evil and renewed in you, enable us to stand undaunted until the day of visitation. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, of your fatherly goodness, you allow your children to come under your chastening rod to conform us to your only begotten Son, here in suffering on earth and hereafter in glory. Comfort us by your Holy Spirit in all temptations and afflictions, that we would not despair, but truly trust continually in your Son's promise that our trials will endure but a little while and then be followed by eternal joy. Grant that we would overcome all evil in patient hope and at last obtain eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially, we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Please be seated. Thank you.